My computer is moaning at me. It only has 13.6 gigabytes of free space and it's gone into the red. It doesn't think it's going to record this 7 minute or 4 minute podcast. Well, I know it'll fit. I'm sure it will, but I'm sure the virtual memory resources are being throttled. Good news is that Linux number 3 is being built at the moment. And it's on quite an old machine, but not near as old as the ones that Linux 1 and 2 are on. So, more recycling. Hey, I should get an award, even a green flag, for my recycling efforts. Not what I came to talk about. GSM SAR rant is what the title says. I have used iPadio to audio blog with from the phone. Normally from a landline, but from the mobile phone as well. And I got their newsletter within the last few minutes, and they got mentioned in the Times Education Supplement, which I believe is a big education publication. And it's all about mobile phones in the classroom and how education could do with more mobile phones and using Flickr and iPadio and blogging things. Here's an extract from the article. It says, but she recognizes the enduring nature of many of these fears. She says, a starting point for using mobile phones in class is to agree a set of rules. We need to educate young people to be responsible with technology, to learn to see the dangers and not be a bully, she says. So obviously the dangers of mobile phones in young people's hands in a school is the bullying fear, which is probably what has most schools banning the phones and making you hand them up when you arrive in the morning and collect them on the way home. I see it from a different point of view, and hopefully I'll have enough time to introduce it here and maybe come back to it again in another recording. You don't give children mobile phones because you read the Stewart Report, the most expensive and expansive report into mobile phone radiation effects on humans that the UK have ever conducted. And Sir William Stewart, his findings are that the jury is out, per se, whether there's harms from mobile phone radiation. But he does find clearly that the endoskeleton of a child absorbs 100% more radiation than that of a fully grown adult. I think it's with regard to the 6-year-old child. And if you consider that there is radiation coming from the hand sense, whatever the SAR rating is for that phone, you've got to consider that putting them in the hands of young people whose bodies haven't fully developed has, you know, made Stewart talk about the precautionary approach, that you've got to take precaution. That's why planners and county councils and bylaws and planning says that you should not place masts near to schools, and that's why a lot of anti-mast campaigns have had masts near schools taken down. I've had a few myself in the local area. So what I'm thinking of is, yes, technology in the classroom, brilliant. Yes, mobile phones in the classroom, great, but not the GSM kind that transmit to reach a tower 5 kilometres away from the school. That's a hell of a lot of radiation. If they're transmitting Wi-Fi to reach something 20 feet across the room on much lower levels, perhaps it should be looked at. It's a lot safer, but not GSM, GPRS, 3G technologies that is... Put it close to an amplifier, put Wi-Fi, put GSM, listen to the effects, know what technology we are putting in the hands of young people. It was a quick rant, I've no notes on this, I'm just working off the top of my head. I'll come back to this in greater detail because there's a lot of facts I've accumulated over the years on this issue. And with that, goodbye.